Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're about to begin Simin Tzadi Beis, probably the most central topic of all of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav and Ta'aruvos. To do it in a manner that I think is most effective, what we're going to do is for the first time skip a couple of Se'ifim and then come back. We're going to begin Tzadi Beis Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we're going to do first. But of course, we'll start with the opening words of the Koteret in the Shulchan Aruch. Dine imnafal chalav v'kderes shel basar. If a drop of milk falls onto a piece of meat. This is a Mishnah in Chulin on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph. For those who've been working on the Dapim in the morning, a lot of what we're going to use as an introduction today are things that you've heard already. I'm not assuming that anybody knows it. So for those who aren't part of the Chabura, we're going to start from the beginning. The Mishnah tells us on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, Tipas Cholav Shenafla Ala Chaticha. If there is a drop of milk that falls onto a piece of meat, Im Yeshba B'Naisin Tam B'Isa Chaticha Aser. If there is enough taste to affect that piece of meat, so then it is going to be usr. According to Rashi, according to the Ran, not only is that piece of meat usr, but that piece of meat will also create an isr on the rest of the taruvos. According to Rashi, what we're talking about is a piece of meat that was sitting partially inside of the tavshil, partially outside. And once the drop of milk falls on top of that chaticha becomes aser, and then it's going to aser the rest of the kedera. How? What's the magic that creates the iser in the rest of the kedera? So that magic is the term chaticha nasas nevela, that the piece of meat becomes a nevela, is considered a nevela. And therefore, that piece of meat has the ability to make everything else aser. According to the opinion of the Ri, the chaticha was actually sitting outside of the tafshil. The drop of milk fell onto that piece of meat sitting outside of the tafshil. And then when the Mishnah says aser, the Mishnah is saying that the chaticha is aser, but it's not going to aser the rest of the kedera, of course, until it's mixed inside, as referred to in the seifa of the Mishnah. Either way, we have this fascinating term called chaticha nasas nevela, and that's the halacha over here that we are discussing. In Sif Gimel, we have the following application to the world of chaticha nasas nevela. Once that chaticha becomes aser, it has the ability to infect the rest of the taruvos through chaticha nasas nevela, which means, obviously, the details, the parameters, we're going to spend a lot of time discussing, but the chidush of chaticha nasas nevela is that even though the chaticha itself is of basar, and there's only a tipas chalav inside, that chaticha's basar can now make the rest of the kedera asar, even though you're not going to have the taste of chalav throughout that kedera. So that is the rule of chaticha nas nevela that appears in the Mishnah Kufches Amid Aleph Tipas Chalav. Any questions, clarifications, these things? I'm going to stop more often than usual, ask if you need questions and clarifications, because one thing is going to build on the next, which is going to build on the next. So far so good, Rabbosai? Yes. Sure.
For Rashi, the piece of meat was in...
The piece of meat, yes, we'll draw it out on the board. For Rashi, we have a piece of meat. Here's the kedera. And do we have any red for meat? Yeah, we got some red for meat. We have a piece of meat over here. This is the line of food, okay? And Rashi learns that the chalav fell onto the top of that piece of meat. And according to the Ran, once this chaticha is basar b'chalav, since it's sitting inside of the kedera, or partially inside of the kedera, it'll make the rest of the kedera asar based on the rule chaticha nas nevela. Now the chidush, of course, is that even though there isn't enough basar b'chalav over here inside the entire pot. If you tasted the pot, it's a fleishik to the pot, the food is fleishiks, you wouldn't taste any chalav. But since this chaticha is aser, and that chaticha gives off tam to the rest of the taruvas, that's the rule of chaticha nasis nevela. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. Again, the details of the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas, we're sort of planting the seeds right now. We're going to apply it as time goes on. What we're going to do for the next 20 minutes is a very broad introduction to Chaticha Nasis Nevela, particularly for those who haven't learned with us in the morning. So the Mechaber continues in Siv Gimel, or starts in Siv Gimel, and he says, Kishenesra HaChaticha, Machmas HaChalav, when the Chaticha becomes Aser due to the Chalav, Nasis Kol HaChaticha Iser, then the whole Chaticha becomes Aser, Vim Bishla Imacheros, and if you cook it with other pieces, Sarich Shishim Levatel Kula. The only way this Kedera is going to be mutter is if there's Shishim, there's 60 times in the food, Keneged that Chaticha. V'imakira. But if you know where that piece is, Mashlicha, just throw it out. V'acheros Mutaros. And then the rest of the Kedera is mutter. V'im Eina Makira. And if you can't recognize it, Harotev muter v'chol achatichos asuros, im chatichas ha'iser ru'uya lehischabed. Comes along the mechaber, and the mechaber says that even in a case where you have shishim keneged the chaticha, there's 60 times over here against this chaticha, nevertheless, this chaticha is always going to be asur. And the reason it's going to be aser, if it is a nice chashavdika piece of meat, is because of the rule of chaticha haru'uya lehischabed. Once you have a chaticha that it is chashuv, that is ru'uya lehischabed, that you would give it to someone who's a guest at your house, so then it can't become batel, that chaticha cannot become batel to everything else. So even though there is a majority keneged this chaticha, and we should say chad betray batel, that this chaticha should be batel amongst the other two. But we have a rule that if it's chaticha ruil iskabed, so then in such a case it is not going to be batel. Now, what the mechaber has just given us is chidush number two of chaticha nasis nevela. Chidush number one is the core halacha in the Mishnah and Gemara and Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, that this becomes infected. Once this becomes infected, so then it asers the rest of the taruvos. And, says the Mechaber, not only that, not only will it aser the rest of the taruvos, even if there's shishim keneged that chaticha itself will never be batel, if it's a chaticha ruil iskabed. If it's a chaticha ruil iskabed, then in such a case, it will not be batel. So that is chiddush number two that we have in regards to chaticha nasis nevela. We'll spell out a little bit more sharply what that chiddush of chaticha nasis nevela is when comparing it to other isurim as described in Hilchos Taruvos. If one takes a look in Hilchos Taruvos, in Simin Kuf Hei, so there in Siv Zayin, we have the following rule. Says the Mechaber, Hadichatichos oser scharverta. This that one chaticha by simply touching another chaticha can aser its friend, dafka kishi isura machmas atzma. That's only when we have an iser that's called an iser machmas atzma. Kigon, and the Mechaber gives two examples, nevela o basar b'chalav. Either the case of Nevela or the case of Basar Mechalav, the Mechaber over here describes as an Isur Machmas Atzma. That term is extremely important. That term of Iser Machmas Atzmo is the following. It's saying that the moment in which you have something like a nevela, nevela is an animal that hasn't been slaughtered properly, or you have chalav that's fallen onto a chaticha, then in such a case, that stands in contrast to what's called an Iser Balua. An Iser Balua means something that was absorbed into the chaticha. The example of that would be a drop of chalav. If you have a little bit of chalav that falls onto a chaticha, so then in such a case, the chaticha itself is only absorbing the Iser. The chaticha is not transformed. That's called an Iser Balua. The Mechaber by us, echoing the concept that he has in Simin Kufhei Siv Zayin, is telling us that when it comes to the rule of Chaticha Ruya L'Skabed, there it's going to be affected by the din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. If you have something that's entirely transformed, that the basar and the chalav, that when they come together, have a new identity of Iser, that's called an Iser Machmas Atzmo. So then in such a case, then it won't be batel, chad betray, because it's a chaticha haru'uya liskabed. Other items that don't have chaticha nasis nevela, there the din of chaticha haru'uya liskabed is not going to affect its status. Why won't it affect its status? Because at the end of the day, the Iser is only balua, the Iser is only absorbed into that chaticha. So if you take a look in Simin Kuf Aleph, Si'if Beis, we have the exact same concept echoed in regards to the difference between Basar B'chalav and other Isurim. Simin Kuf Aleph Si'if Beis, Ein Ladin Chaticha Rodiskabed, Elim Ken Isurim Machmas Atzma, Kigon, Nevelu Basar B'chalav. So then in such a case, the halacha is that the Iser could become batel. So in our drawing over here, when you have shishim keneged this chaticha, it would depend on what Iser we're talking about. If we're talking about an Iser of chelev that fell into the chaticha, so then in such a case, if you don't know where the chaticha is, you would say, it's all batel. Everything is batel. Because there's no, according to Mechaber, there's no din of Chanan, and there's no din of Chaticha Ruya L'Skabed. The two, in this instance, go hand in hand. However, if we're talking about Basar B'Chalav, what happens when you have Basar B'Chalav? It's not that you simply have something that was absorbed of Iser into the item. You have an Iser Machmas Atzmo, just like this would be a piece of nevela, an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly, it's not going to be batel. So too, when it comes to basar b'chalav, it's not going to be batel. So that's our second application to the din of chaticha nasis nevela. The third application we have in Simin Kufei Siv Zayin, continuing on. There the Mechaber had told us that the halacha is that when you have an iser machmas atzmo, so then in such a case, if it touches another item, so then it can make the other food usser. What's the pshat in this mechaber? So in the morning we've mentioned that that is a big machlokis rishonim, which is a machlokis on the spot between the shach and the taz. The shach understands that what the mechaber is saying is as follows. If you have a chaticha that has basar v'chalav, that touches another chaticha, the shach appears in Simin Kufhei Sifkatan Yud Zayin. If it touches another chaticha, then in such a case, even though there was no rotev, we'll see in a moment why that's so important, there was no gravy, simply the basar giving off its basar to another piece of basar, even though no basar b'chalav has been transferred, that's enough to create the other chatichas being aser. And that's the simple reading of the Mechaber over there in Kufei Zayin. Let's see the Mechaber's words. Ha de chatichas iser chaverta benigiyasa, davka bekishi yisur machmas atzma kigon nevelo basar b'chalav. Avalam ein ba iser elamashe balam mokam acher. But if you have only a little bit of chelav that foil inside the chaticha, eino seres acheres hanogaspa. It's not going to aser the other one. Afilu im nitzlu yachad, even if it's going to be roasted together. Even if it's roasted together, it's not going to aser. Why? Because when it comes to an iser balua, there the only way the second piece of meat is going to be aser. The first piece of meat has chalev that's balua inside, and it touches another piece of meat. The only way it's going to be aser is if the chalev is transferred into the other piece of meat. Over here, when it comes to basa b'chalev, what does chaticha nasas nevela say? It says that all of the meat has a din of basa b'chalev. Once we say that all the meat has a din of basa b'chalev, then it doesn't have to give off chalev into the next piece of meat. So that is another application according to the shach of the rule of chaticha nasas nevela. This is the way Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained it. If you take a look in our booklet, it's on the first page, Resh Pehe in the Shiurei Harav. Dihine Yayim B'Shach Shehevi Das Harajba Dichatichas Basar Abluah Michalav Einos Eres Chaverta B'Nigyasa. The Rajba is of the opinion that if you have a piece of meat that touches another piece of meat, it's not going to aser. Not like the way we read the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Shach. The whole ve'en blias iser yotzeis mechaticha lechaticha b'lo rotev, memela gam tipas achal ve'en yotze. Aval ra'asham v'haran, kol abasar sovrim shechatichas baschal saras karat afil b'nigir ba'alma. And why is that? Because that's based on the idea that it's aser because of isura machmas Atzma. Where does the Rav explain that? That's in Vahanira Lomer B'machlokas Harishonim, on the next page. That when it comes to Basar B'chalav, what you have, according to the Shach, is if you have Basar and Chalav that comes together, each one of them, both the Basar and the Chalav, become an Iser Machmas Atzma, and even if you separated them, still they have the din of Basar B'chalav. Hence, when it's nogas chaverta, it's going to aser. While the Rajba, actually the Taz over there in Kuf Hey, Paskins like this Rajba, the Rajba says no. The only time one piece of meat is going to aser another piece of meat is when there's rotev. Why? Because the gravy will bring both the chalav as well as the basar. So according to the Rajba, the understanding of basar b'chalav being an iser machmas atzmo is a different understanding than the Shach. We were masbir more according to the Shach. We're going to leave with that havana right now. When we get to the Taz and Simin Kufei, we'll discuss a little bit more. But that is another example of how extreme chaticha nasas nevela is. Chaticha nasas nevela is so extreme that it becomes pshuto kimashmo nevela, becomes such an iser machmas atzmo that the basar itself becomes mamish nevela, even though there's no chalav, it's going to be considered a chatichas iser. The Rajba doesn't go so far. The Rajba holds that it's true, it's an iser machmas atzmo, but in order to infect another piece of meat, you're going to still need some milk and meat being brought over to the next piece in order to create the Yisr. The Sefer Vayizra Yitzchak by Reb Shlomo Zafrani, who does a Shlomo Yitzchak Zafrani, who does a fantastic job in being giving both the lamdus of the sugya as well as alach lemaisa, points out that the nafgamina between the shach and the taz is what happens if you have basar v'chalav that is roasted next to another piece of meat. According to the shach, the alach is that the other piece of meat is certainly going to be aser. However, according to the taz, if there's no rotev, so then in such a case it's not going to aser all the other pieces of meat. So that would be a fine application of that halacha. What's that? Right. The only way it's going to be aser is if you're going to transfer both the basar and the chalav. If you don't transfer basar and the chalav, then there's no iser. That's right. The case of tzli where it's going to aser is when you have kedei klipa, is when you have basar and chalav that's been transferred kedei klipa. But if you haven't transferred both the basar and chalav, then in such a case, it's not going to make the other aser. So let's crunch what we have. We have chaticha nasas nevela, according to the din mishnah, the gemara tells us those three applications of the Chumra of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Number one is that it affects the entire Kedera to the point that even though there isn't Tam Chalav in the rest of the Kedera, it's going to make all the Kedera Aser. According to the way that we explain the Machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, how does it make the rest of the Kedera Aser? According to the Shach, all it needs to do is just give off its own Tam. It's going to ask the rest of the Kedera. According to the Taz and the Rajba, you'll need to have both Basar and a little bit of Chalav come out. But even though now you don't taste the Chalav in the rest of the pot, according to everybody, it's going to be us. That's the Chiddush Midina, the Mishnah of the Gemara. Chiddush number two is Tzadi Beis Gimel. That's the rule of Chaticha Rui L'Skabed. And that is that once you have Basar B'Chalav on a Chaticha Rui L'Skabed, it's never going to be Batal. In contrast to an Iser Belua, which we added, the Pashtus is not Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So that's another nafkamina, whether you have some that's Chaticha Nasas Nevela or not. And nafkamina number three is the Shach, who says that it goes so far that it'll make everything else usher. Nafkamina number four is going to be a massive machlokas. Continues the Mechaber in Sadi Beis Dalit, if that's correct. Lo Amru Chaticha Atza Nasas Nevela El Basar B'Cholav. Beautiful, everything flows. Once you understand the Gemara and the Rashi, so then all the halachas make sense. I always find that it's so much more fruitful to really work hard on the Gemara and Rashi, because then the halachas make sense. If you don't work hard on the Gemara and Rashi, so then all the halachas are arbitrary. But once one understands the Gemara and Rashi, then all the halachas begin to fall in place. So then, once we understand the Gemara and Rashi, so then we could enter into the portal of the basic machlokas Rishonim. So in Siv Dalid, the logical extension of this halacha, as Rabbeinu Ephraim elaborates on, and many of the Rishonim are in love with Rabbeinu Ephraim's svara, is that lo amru chaticha atzma nas nevela el basar b'chalav. Chaticha nas nevela only makes sense by basar b'chalav. Avo lo b'shari surim, but it wouldn't apply to shari surim. Kigon kizayis chelev shenivel b'chaticha. If you have chelev that was absorbed into chaticha, ve'en bashishim levatloi, and you don't have 60 to mevatloi, v'nesra, and it became aser. Va'achar kach bishlo imacheros, and then you cook that with others. Ein tzarech ela shishim kidei kizayis chelev. Then you're only going to need shishim keneged the chelev. Va'az afilu chaticha atzma chozeres lios muteres. And then once it's been cooked and the chelev has now dissipated throughout the pot, and there's shishim keneged, so then even the chaticha is going to become mutter. That makes a lot of sense. We're going to see the halacha lemaisa, that's a big machlokas, whether the chaticha is mutter. But one thing at a time, this is the next application. So says Rabbeinu Ephraim, once you understand the Mishnah, once you understand the rule of chaticha, ruyas kavid, being tongue-in-cheek, once you understand the shach, Rav Soloveitchik loved this shach. In fact, it made a big impression on me. When I was your age, the first time I was learning it, so I went to Rav Schechter, I got stuck, I didn't understand. And it was going on backwards and forwards, Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So he said to me, learn the Shach Kufei Yud Zayin, and then everything will make sense. So that's that Shach that we just made reference to. It's not an easy Shach, but the crunch of it, and that's how Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal built the Havana of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. And then, once you understand that, the Rabbeinu Ephraim would say tongue-in-cheek, if you understand that, that makes sense, then the next step is very logical. And that is that when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, so then you have Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Why? Because as we explained, that's an Iser Machmas Atzma. There, the Iser itself is contained in the Chaticha, and every part of the Chaticha cries out Iser. Both the Basar cries out Iser, and the Chalav cries out Iser. When you have an Iser Balua, when you have Chelev that fell into a Chaticha, the whole Chaticha doesn't cry out Iser. The Chaticha happens to be a host for the Chelev. And the Chaticha is Aser, but the Chaticha doesn't cry out Iser, the Chelev cries out Iser, the Chaticha doesn't cry out Iser. By Basar B'Chalav, everything cries out Iser, every single part of it cries out Iser. So when it all cries out Iser, so then you're going to have the rule of Chaticha Nas Nevela. But what happens if this was Chelev that fell onto this Chaticha? So then in such a case, it's not going to Aser the rest of the pot, you only have to be Mashar the rest of the pot. Keneged the Chelev. Zokte Heilige Mechaber, Va'oz Afilu Chaticha Atzma, Choseres Lios Muteres. Of course, the Chaticha itself could even become Mutter once you've gotten the Chelev out. So this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim. I think this is the Derech HaMelech. It's the easiest way of understanding all of Isser Heter. Halacha l'maisa for us Ashkenazim, it doesn't work that way. For the Sfardim, in general, the rule of thumb is that the Sfardic psak is always a straighter psak. Not to say that it's not a mita shel Torah, the Ashkenazic psak, but the Sfardic psak always, at first glance, is often what fits best into the basic Mishnah and Gemara. The Ramah then says, V'yeshayimim darminim b'chol yisrim b'chaticha nasin nevela. And the Ramah says, no, we have the sheet of the Bali Tosas, Tosan Daf Kuf, Tosan Kuf Ches, that says no, that the rule of Chatich Nas Nevel doesn't only apply by Basar V'Cholov, it applies by Shari Surim. Now that requires a separate shear, making sense out of it, because everything Rabbeinu Ephraim made sense. This sheet makes no sense at first glance. So after, once our great Rabbein worked on it, so they made sense out of the Shita as well. But for now, us starting out, Tifas Cholavs, beginning Simon Sadi Beis, this is the best way to learn, to understand Chanan the way we were understanding it, with the four applications, and to say that it makes sense that it would apply to Basar V'Cholav, doesn't apply to Shari Surim. It works out beautifully throughout Shulchan Aruch. And so, what's going to be Halacha L'maisa? How are we going to understand Ashkenazic Psak? Mirtzeh Hashem on Monday, we'll try to get to that. But right now, that's the basic. We're going to accept that as that's what our Rabbeim said. Without understanding it, there's a tremendous value in that. It takes time. Ein adam yored l'soif das rabbi ad acher arboim shana. I remember that there was something I heard from Rabbi Braunschweigel 30 years ago. Between 25 and 30 years ago. A comment he made to me, and only 2 winters ago, I understood what he had meant. And I remembered it. I remembered what he had said. I always thought it meant one thing. I didn't realize how deep what he had said. So that happens all the time. So there's nothing wrong to say, we understand this Shita, we pass in a different way, and eventually, over time, we'll come to understand more. Yeshua.
I was confused what role Novela is here, because Kumpay Zion, he said it, is also an instrumental of that's poem.
Right.
So for as in the fact that it would be Oser, the whole piece, the whole other Chaticha.
Correct.
Not just Nisrulot, right?
Correct.
Okay, so then here, we're saying Chanan is only what's called the Nashar Yisurim.
Right.
That's saying, but not Novela, as in this is...
No, Nevela is never, Nevela, it will never happen by Nevela. Nevela itself is always, the whole Nevela always cries out Yisrael. Right, it would be, the parallel by Nevela would be Tipas Nevela, that if you liquefied the Nevela, and the Nevela fell onto the Chaticha. But otherwise, you wouldn't have that. The whole Nevela itself, you wouldn't have that Shaila by Nevela. And that's why it's Meduyik, that the Mechaber over here doesn't mention Nevela, and over there he does mention Nevela. Everything works out beautifully. Okay. But that doesn't mean we're going to run away from the Ramah. We're gonna do what we can to understand the basics in the Mechaber and the Ramah over here in Dalit, and of course through the brilliant eyes of the Shach. So it comes along the Shach in Sivkat and Yud Aleph. By far, these 45 minutes are by far the most important foundations in all of Isser V'Heter. What we've done up until now, as well as what we're going to see in the next few lines in the Shach. For those who learned with us in the Chabura, what's going to come out is the way the Gra is going to present things, the next Yisod, is going to be different than the way we understood in the Rishonim, but that I'll leave Sid also as something we're going to have to leave off with the Tzarachim. But comes along the Shach, and he says, this that's obvious, that we said, that if you have the Chalev that was liquefied and came into the Chaticha, that it itself is going to become Mutter. So that actually doesn't really fit in the beginning of Simin Kuf Vav. And the Ramah himself in Kuf Vav asks a stira within the Mechaber. Zok dehele geshach, sivkot and yud alef, tema. Tilekamon reish Simin Kuf Vav, kasav da chaticha atzma imedes bi yisura. Lefisha yisur sheba, eina nifla menu legamri. So let's open up in Kuf Vav. Let's turn there. So in Simin Kuf Vav, we have the Mechaber that says the following. Let's take a look. Kuvav Aleph. Chaticha shebala iser, ve'ein ba shishim levatel. You have a piece of meat that absorbed iser, and there isn't shishim to nullify it. Shnafel lekedera, ein oseres lefi chesh ben iser sheba. Shim yesh b'masha bekedera mitzuraf ima chaticha atzma shishim kineged iser bla balu abba mutter masha bekedera. Aval chaticha atzma asura, lefisha iser sheba eino niflut mimenu legami. So the Mechaber describes that if you have an instance where there is chalev that fell onto a chaticha. Now our case over here. It's no longer basav chal, this is chalev. This chalev falls onto the chaticha. Chaticha is entirely in the taruvos. And there's shishim keneged that tipas chalev. So what would the halacha be? What would the halacha be about the kedera? Would you be allowed to eat the kedera? Absolutely. What do you say about that chaticha itself? Mutter or aser? So I hear two sides. One side I could hear is if it's submerged and it's been cooking, then eventually the chalev is going to dissipate throughout because everything gets mixed up. Or you could say, no, maybe the chalev is still, there's still some chalev that's stuck into that chaticha. So the mechaber over here goes with the Rajba, who says that you have to be choshesh that chaticha is aser. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef, in Kuvav, the Beis Yosef over there quotes from the Rajba and the Torah Sabayis, Bayis Revi'i, Amud Chesamid Aleph, that over there the Rajba says that because we have to be choshesh, that not all of the tipa left. You have to be choshesh that there's a little bit that's left. Eino niflat mimena legamri. Those were the words of the Mechaber. Derech Agav, if you look up the Torah Sabayis himself, Torah Sabayis also says that the chaticha, once it became aser, can never become mutter. So I'm even yod, and that's connected to the Rajba and the Chidushin. Okay, but the Mechaber quote, the Mechaber goes with what he writes in the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef over there, he says, it's because ein niflat mimena legamri. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, v'chein ikar, here the Mechaber is right, u'deloy k'moy shekasav le'il, but not like what he said in Sadi Beis Dalid. The Mechaber over here is right, but that's not what he wrote in Sadi Beis Dalid. So what's the Ramah doing? The Ramah is, in a very conniving way, attacking the Mechaber. The Mechaber had said, bayas, that the halacha is that if you have the kezayis chelev, that if there's shishim kenegad, if it was nivla into another chaticha, that the halacha is that the chaticha atzmas chozeres lios muteres, says Rama, that's wrong. But the mechaber himself contradicts himself in simin kufvav. In kufvav, he says it's aser. The Ramah holds that it's going to be aser. The Ramah says that the Mechaber himself was contradicted himself, that in Kuvav he said it was aser, but in Sadi Beis he said it was mutter. So that the Shach makes reference to over here. So let's see the Shach inside. Tema dilekamon in Sifkot and Yud Aleph. Tema dilekamon kasav dachaticha atzma omedes b'isur alfisha isur Shabbai Niflam Menel Gamri. Vaharav Bahagah, and that's exactly what the Ramah says. Sham Haven Shame Dvarm Sosrim Zezeh. And the Ramah is saying that the Mechaber was Sosr himself. The Ramah says it's right, it's going to be Asr. But the Mechaber himself contradicted himself in Sadi Beis. So in Sadi Beis, the Shach comes to answer. Ukideshlo Yisasru Dvarm Zezeh, Kolkach, Beferish, nearly Yashiv. Says the Shach, I'll tell you what the answer is. The Mashikos of Khan, Ratzalomar, Lufisha Kosam, Mikodim, Gavibasa Becholov, the afta wrote a mutter b'shishim mikol makom hachaticha b'isura medes dimi ruyilis chabit ve'ena makira ena b'teila be'elef v'kamash malon de'en kein b'shari surim. The Shach says, you're right. The Mechaber never meant to say that the chaticha itself is mutter. I saw most people seem to, in their nodding of their heads, they thought, of course, that chaticha is going to become aser. To know for sure that chalev came out, like the Rajba in one opinion says, how do you know that it came out? Could be it's more lumdush as well, that once it became aser, it's always aser. But the Rajba over here, the way the Beis Yosef understands it, how do you know that entirely came out? Aye, the Mechaber over here said that's mutter. So says the Shach brilliantly, you have to remember the context. The context was Siv Gimel. The context of Sif Gimel was Chaticha Ruya L'Skabed. And what was the whole point? That Basar B'Chalav is entirely different than Shari Surim when it comes to Chaticha Ruya L'Skabed. Why? Because there's no din of Chaticha Ruya L'Skabed when you have Chalev that's absorbed into a Chaticha. So that's what he meant, Choseres Lios Muteres. But he didn't mean to go so far as to say that the Chaticha is Mamish Mutter. He just means, but in the Halachos of Bittel, Dainu, that if you're not sure which Chaticha it is, so then, if it's Basar B'Chalav, then we would say that that's not Batal because of Chaticha Ruyiskabed and everything is going to be Asr. But if we're talking about Shari Surim, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that if you don't know which Chaticha it is, then the Taruvos is going to be Mutter. But to say that you, if you know which one it is, that you could eat from that Chaticha, that the Mechaber never meant to say. It's a fascinating answer that the Shach wants to give. Yes, there was a hint. First of all, Bruchim Abon. Lav Nachas from the family. Yeah.
How can it be that the Tohav Amina, even if it's not Ruhu Schabed, if it's Nikr, how can you say it's Batal Beshishim? It's Nikr in that Darubis.
It's Nik. It's.
You can identify it. How can you
say
it?
So if you could.
That's Nikr, how can it be?
That's exactly what the Shach is saying. The Shach is saying that if you were able to identify it, according to the Rajba, and that's how the Mechaber himself paskin, in such a case, that item is going to be Asr. What was the case where, if it's not Chaticha Ruyiskabed and Mutter, in a case of where you can't identify it, it's mixed up, what we call Chad Betray, it's mixed up amongst others, so then in such a case, you'll say that it's Batel.
But Ruyiskabed has Cheshivas of the Chaticha.
Correct.
It doesn't have Cheshivas, if it's Nikr, it's still not Batel.
In a case of where it's nikkur, but we're not talking about a case of where it's nikkur. We're talking about a case where it's not nikkur. Okay, so that is the shach. Now, on this point, there is an extremely important grah, which might help many of you who are struggling with some of the concepts, who explains what the machlokis is between the mechaber and the Ramah, at least before the way the Shach finished with it. The Hainu, the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokis between the Rajba and the Tur. To fully see it in its context, let's take a look in Simin Kuvav, that they argue about this Shaila. They argue about, we've been assuming, like the Rajba, that the Rajba says that the Chaticha is for sure going to be Asr. So if you take a look in the Tur, Simin Kuf Vav, so there, that's a massive machlokas between the Rajba and the Tur. Take a look at the Tur over there. Kasav Rajba, Afal pi she'en Chaticha sheba le'isr nas nevela ve'en oser slavichaj v'nesur sheba, Afal pi ken kishin ofel sekter she'esh bashin levatel isr shebuloba, en ha'chaticha chozer sekaldemes le'atera. That Chaticha is not going to become Mutter. The Isser doesn't get expunged from it. And the Tur says that that's wrong. So what we've been assuming, what the Ramah liked, L'chumra, and what he said, the Mechaber contradicted himself, and the Shach defended and said, no, the Mechaber himself agrees with the Ramah that the Chaticha is going to be Asr, that actually, the Tur himself says, he doesn't think it should be Asr. Take a look at the Tur. Ve'eni mevin dvarav. Says the Torah, I don't understand. The halacha is that the rest of the kedera would be mevatel the chalev. It's mevatel the chalev that's nispashe pekulo. So if it's mevatel the chalev that's nispashe pekulo, so then obviously the chalev is mispashe. And if the chalev is mispashet, so then in such a case, it should be mutter. The chaticha itself should be mutter. So the Torah argues mamanushach. If we're going to say that the halacha is that the rest of the kedera could be mevatel the chaticha, then it should be also matir any time chalev that is inside. So what is that machlokas between the Torah and the Rajba? So if you take a look at the Gra says that the Machlokis revolves around the following question. Take a look in the Gra Sifkat and Gimel. Kuf Vav Sifkat and Gimel. Avla Chaticha. Af De'ein Chanan Bishari Surim. Says the Gra, the Mechaber is Paskin, Rov Rishonim Old. We don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishari Surim. So the question is as follows. The Chaticha itself The Gra is explaining a little bit more what the Torah is bothered by. The Chaticha itself is not going to aser the rest of the pot. We said the pot is going to be mutter. The Kedera and its Tavshil is going to be mutter. So if you say that the rest of it's going to be mutter, so then you're assuming that the Chaticha itself is also mutter. But he says, Be'efshir l'sochto ein chiluk. No, when it comes to efshir l'sochto, there is no difference. What does the Gra mean? What the Gra means is as follows, that even though we say that there is no din of Chaticha nasas nevela, nevertheless, we paskin efshir l'sochto, even if you think you could squeeze out the item from the original Chaticha, that's aser. That's how we paskin basar v'chalav. And by shari surim, we also paskin efshir l'sochto aser. So even though we say that the Chaticha is not going to aser the rest of the Ketera when it comes to shari surim, but that Chaticha itself is always aser because we paskin efshir l'sochto aser. So the Gra says as follows, the rationale behind this psak is that the Chaticha becomes aser because of the mandamer efshir l'sochto aser. The rest of the pot is still going to be mutter. When it comes to shari surim, we say, ein Chaticha nasas nevel, therefore the rest of the pot is still going to be mutter. But efshir l'sochto makes it still aser. That's the mandamer who holds that's going to be aser. That's what the Gra says. Continuing on, Ukemoshe Kosev Aran, the Efshir L'Sochto v'Chaticha Nas Nevel Shnei Inyanim Heim. So even though we paskin Chaticha Nas Nevela when it comes to Basar B'Chalav and not Shari Surim, nevertheless, the Ran already told us, and this we worked on in the morning, the Ran already told us that the Halach is that Chaticha Nas Nevela and Efshir L'Sochto are two different things. So therefore, this Chaticha is going to be aser. Continues the Gra in Dalit. Udelo kemo. What's the shita of the tour? Vahatur azal l'shitasai. The tour is l'shitasai that holds the efshir l'sochto applies only by basar chalav and not by chanan. Why? In the words of the Gra, because they're the exact same thing. So according to the Gra, there's actually a very fundamental machlokas whether Chaticha Nasas Nevela and Efshir L'Sochto are the same thing. Now that means different things in different instances. For our purposes, it's only going to mean this, for Shulchan Aruch. In the morning, it meant other things as well. But for our purposes, what it means in Shulchan Aruch is it possible to say that by Shari Surim, there's no Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and therefore, for sure, the Tavshul is going to be Mutter, but Efshir L'Sochto Yasser on that Chaticha. Say, so if you hold Efshir L'Sochtoi, says the Gra, and Chanan are Svei Bazunder Azach and Svei Dinim, so it's possible to have that dichotomy. You could say Efshir L'Sochtoi Aser by Shari Surim, but even though it's not going to Aser the rest of the Kedera. And that will answer the Torah's question. But the Torah's assumption, because the Torah asks the Rashba, I don't understand. Mamadashach, either the Kedera is Mutter, the Kedera is Aser. But what is the Torah himself hold? The Torah says, I don't understand. If this is going to be Aser, the rest of the Kedera is going to be Aser. And if the rest of the Kedera is Mutter, then this has got to be Mutter. Why? Because he assumed that Efshir L'Sochto and Chaticha Nas Nevela are working hand in hand. There's more to say about this. I wrote a little bit on the cover page that this understanding of the Rajba is not what we saw from the Rajba quoting the Ramban. And therefore, I leave off with a little bit of a tzarachiyun, how the Gra fits in with the Rajba on Kuf Ches Amabez. But aside from that, clearly the Gra understood the Rajba in this way. Okay. So that also might be on your mind. In other words, when you came across Efshir L'Sochto and Chaticha Nasas Nevelos, the most important entry in Shulchan Aruch and Isser V'Heter about how to understand Efshir L'Sochto and Chaticha Nasas Nevela are these two Gras in Simin Kuvav. The reason why we're doing it now is because the Shach asked that, wait a second, how could the Chaticha be Mutter quoting the Ramah that says the chatich is always aser. So that's how it seems, according to Shach, how we paskin, that even by Shari Surim, the halach is going to be that the chatich is going to be always aser, even though black on white in Simin Sadi Beis didn't sound that way. Down the beginning of Simin Sadi Beis, it sounded like even the chatich is going to be mutter. Why? Because Efshar Lesofto is mutter also by Shari Surim. So Gra says that question is really revolves about on the fundamental issue of how you look at the relationship between the din of Efshar Lesofto and Chaticha Nasus Nevela. Halacha Lamaisa Lamaisa, we're going to need to wait because we still have to process the whole Ramah. The Ramah is going to have sniff, agave sniff, before we get to Halacha Lamaisa. And within the Mechaber, it seems that the Shach is saying that even by Shari Surim, that Chaticha, we have to be choshish that it wasn't nischat, and therefore the chaticha is going to the shach said that even according to mechaber. That's why I mentioned the mechaber, the shach, because the shach says even the mechaber holds its aser, even though the mechaber said choseres lios muteres. He said that's only vis-a-vis the din of ru'uyah l'skabed, but in regards to the etzem chaticha, that's always going to be aser. That's what the shach said. Yeah.
This gra is not the same as Reb Chaim's understanding of a ravid.
That's one of the applications of what we said. By the way, when we did the Chabura, I had forgotten. Rav Soloveitchik relates to Rav Chaim's understanding of the Ravid. If you want to take a look, even in the photocopy that's in front of you.
It sounds like it's the same thing with the Ashlo Sofer. By the way, there's still.
So it's not for a halacha seder. I mean, it's not for halacha shir. It'll be my pleasure to discuss in the afternoon. But it's not fair to everybody else who hasn't been working on the Raven and the Reb Chaim. So for Shulchan Aruch purposes, this is more than enough, or this is perfect. Yeah, Eitan, go ahead.
What would it mean that the Tzimtzum is aser, but I can't bless the pot? That would be the way the Gra understands it.
Correct. And there are two ways to be Masbir. The Torah Sabayis has both ways in one sentence. If anybody could help me out with this. The Torah Sabayis is a little bit different than the way the Beis Yosef quotes it. Torah Sabayis says, number one, that once it became Aser, it's always going to be Aser. And then he says, and also we're not sure that it's going to be Nischat Legamri. Those are two ways that he says it. So that Vamevin Yavin, that might be two different conceptual understandings of how to understand Efshar L'Softo. But the Beis Yosef goes with the more practical one, that we're not sure that the Aser came out entirely. Okay. Good. Let us now go to the next shach, which is halacha lemaisa. The shach in Sifkat and Yud Beis says, well, is I can't call it lemaisa, because lemaisa we have to do this long ramah that we'll do down the line. But what the shach does clarify fits in with what we've been saying up until now. For our purposes, even those who disagree, who hold that you're going to say Chatichah Nasus Nevela even by Shari Surim, all that means is that you have to be Machmir Midrabanan, says the Shach. But of course, as we developed previously, Chatichah Nasus Nevela sits so much better by Basar B'Cholav as opposed to by Shari Surim. When you're talking about Basar B'Cholav, then you have that Isser Machmas Atzma. When it comes to Shari Surim, why should the Chelev transform the entire chaticha? So that's what the Shach spells out in Sifkat and Yabez. V'yesham d'arminim b'chol yisurim chaticha nas nevel. The Ramaz Chumra kasa agor b'shem arayi dimikol makom l'kulei alma einu ela midrabanan. That's only midrabanan. V'kach kasa v'rana mim gimel m'beis. The Ran also says it. The Bishari Surim Havi Durabanan. According to the Ran, it's a gzeira atu that we're afraid that if you're going to be matir chanan by Shari Surim, you'll come to be matir by Basar B'Chol, because in many ways most people don't understand the halachic difference in this chaticha. Both of these chatichas are aser, so the Ran says it's aser midrabanan. So that's a very, very important point, that the pashtus is that this din of chanan by Shari Surim is only a din derabanan, is not going to be a din derais, and that's going to have nafkaminas that we'll discuss down the line. You just should know that even this, which is so conceptually obvious, is not obvious at all. Tesis on Kuf Ches Amid Beis, the crazy placey, and Rabbi Akiva Eger, by us, both point out that it's both the Tesis on Kuf Ches Amid Beis as well as the Tesis on Kuf Amid Beis, that Tesis doesn't seem to assume this way. If you take a look, we don't have the placey in front of us, but we have Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, Sifkat and Ches, Mikol Makom Lekuli Alma Einu Elbid Rabbanan, Lenias Dait Midivrei Tosis, Tafkuf mimade hokshul Rabbeinu Tam b'klim Midyan echegilu hayora gedola mavur de svirul da raisa. This is an important, a very brilliant ha'ara by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Just a drop of background. We'll probably discuss this in more detail. The Tosas deals with the following problem. If you have a, if you're doing hagala on a kli, so if you don't have a humongous kli that it's sitting in, so let's say I'm kashering this utensil inside of this utensil, this box. Okay? So this isn't 60 times. If this isn't 60 times, so then the moment in which you have the tam iser, so what midyanim eat? They ate pigs. So the tam of the pig goes into the water. So on that water, all that water should be chaticha nasas nevela. If that's chaticha nasas nevela, then at the end of the day, it's not going to kasher this. It's also going to even make the next kli aser. So Tosas asks that question. Tosas asks, how could they ever kasher when it comes to kli midyan? At the end of the day, why are we going to say chaticha nasas nevela that everything is going to become aser? So implicit, Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out in Tosas' question is that you say chanan when it comes to Shari Surim. So even though La Halacha, we do paskin that way, it is a problem. Both the Plesi and Rabbi Akiva Eiger point out that Tosas seems to be a problem. That Tosas we'll discuss down the line. I don't want to, my agenda is not at all to discuss that Tosas, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes the point in regards to Kli Midyan. Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, that is the right way, in my opinion, to start Simin Tzadi Beis. To have clear what is Chatir Nasas Nevela, and then, once we have clear Chatir Nas and Nevela, then we're able to get involved with the intricacies of Tipas Chalav Shenafa Ala Chatir. So now we're ready to begin Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Kizayis Basar, Shenafa Latoch Yorah Shel Chalav. The Mechaber starts off with actually the inverse of the Mishnah on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. He talks about meat that falls into milk. The guy could taste the kedera. If he says that there's tam basar, so then in such a case, it's going to be asar. So this is a rule that a couple of the Talmidim came over to clarify. This is a very basic rule. And that is the isser is, of course, one of tam. Shishim is just Chazal's hashara of tam. So in Simin Sadiches, we're going to have that mi'ikr d'dina, a kfela, a chef, should be able to taste, and that wouldn't be enough to say that it is mutter. And that's what the Mechaber describes over here. If there's no taste, then it's going to be mutter. Va'osa chaticha asura. But that chaticha is still going to become asur. Why? Because the meat has absorbed milk inside. Bamedvar Mamurim says the Mechaber, B'shekodem v'hoitzi achaticha kodim shetiflot. When do we say this? That's only if he was quick enough to pull out the piece of meat before it is polate chalav shebala. The meat can also now make the rest of the chalav asar, not only due to its own taste of the basar, but if you have chalav that went into the chaticha and chalav that comes out of the chaticha, so then in such a case, we have a much bigger problem because now we have a min bimino case. You have chalav that's asr, the chalav that's chaticha nas nevel, it's possible chalav, that's inside of the other chalav. Then in such a case, you don't even need to taste the basar inside. So then in such a case, it's going to be asr. What would that case be? Dainu kaidem shetanu achayorim resicha. That's the requirement is to remove the piece of meat. You don't have to remove it the first second. Every once in a while, a housewife will come. I'm setting up a Lamaisa example from this basic rule. She'll call up and she'll say, the iser fell on there, it was there for 3.5 seconds. So what's the mashmos over here? So over here, you need, in order for the iser of the chal to go back out, is that it's, as long as it's still been cooking, so Gemara says, Aydi detari lemivla, lo palit. As long as the chalav is being absorbed into the piece of meat, it's not going to be polite. So, dahainu kodem shetanuach hayor merisicha. As long as it's cooking, it's going to be fine. Even if the guy tastes it and there is no tam basar, that's going to be a problem. Asar, then it's going to be asar elamkein yesh bo shishim. Only if there's shishim keneged. The shach just spells out the obvious in pshat over here in sivkat and beis. Bamedvar memurim b'shekadim. Let's just see that shach does leka elam mishum tam basar atzmo. If you took out the piece of meat before the chalav is going to be kicked back out. And it's not going to kick back out until it has cooled down. And then you can't taste the chalav b'chalavu. Then you're going to need to have shishim of chalav keneged kol achaticha. So even if you have all this basar that is given off time into the chalav, but if there's shishim keneged all that basar, then you'll never have enough tam basar inside of the chalav to make everything asr. D'lo yadina, but anything less than that of shishim keneged ha basar, you always have to be choshesh that there was all of the basar's tam was given over into the chalav that was kicked back out and was kicked back out. So then, in such a case, it'll aser everything min b'minoy. D'lo yadina kama nivlo v'nifka mina. You don't know how much has come out from it. Any clarifications? So far, so good. Yes, Daniel.
Why is the father assuming that thigh?
I'll be nicer to you. Your father is here. Okay.
By the chanan of the milk.
Oh, you're saying that what happens? It goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Right.
For the piece of meat in the milk, so then have a big piece of meat. So shishim connected that of milk, but once it's a proper meat, you know, the milk that came with tichanas nevela. So why is the assumption that the amount of milk that you have to
I think
have
I hear what he's asking.
Is only the size
I think I hear what he's asking. He's asking like this: that you had shishim connected the basar. So the first time it goes in and out, I think the answer would be like this. The first time it goes in and out, it was batel, the first shishim. The second time it goes in and out. So you're right. If you would add up all the times, so then you would end up adding less than shishim. That's the premise of your question, right? I think if I'm understanding.
I'm saying, well, couldn't it be more than a piece of basar?
Right. That's right. So because if you add it up. So the answer to that, I think, is that every single time the chalav is batal to the rest of the chalav, and you don't add up
but
each.
But then you wouldn't even eat shishim connected the basar.
You do, because the first time you have to be choshesh that every single inch of basar was permeated with chalav. Every single inch. In other words, that's the maximum amount that you have. Now that's going to get involved with a shailav whether we say kama batal or not. When do we say that you don't combine and it was bottled the first time and the second time it's bottled? That we're going to have to discuss down the line. Okay. Yes?
So, in the first case, from proper production as in general, when we require shishim, right, so Ashkenazim, we don't really care about if you took it out or not. Right, because either way you need shishim, right? You can never have
kefela. So, right, I don't want to discuss kefela right now. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you, let's say you have shishim, you can leave it in. You can leave the meat in. You don't even have to remove it. Let's say you weren't required to remove it, but you have shishim connected.
That might get involved with mevatlin esilchatchila. But aside from mevatlin esilchatchila, the chaticha is going to be aser, and the milk would be mutter. Yeah, the milk would be mutter. Oh. One halacha lemaisa application for today. Well, at least not violate our mandate of doing halacha lemaisa. There was no other way, I think, to do this. We'll get there, Amir Tzeshem. But one fascinating halacha lemaisa is what happens when you have iser. This, as I alluded to before, happens every once in a while. What happens if you have iser that falls onto an item, but you remove it right away? So, first example comes to mind is someone calls you up and says, that there was a piece of cheese that fell on a hot piece of meat. But I took it off right away. It was there for a second and a half. So what's the halacha? Are you choshesh that automatically the first second it gives off time? How long does it take for time to give off? Obviously, that's a tough call for poskim to make. How do you make the hashara? So what do? We go back to the sources and we try to analyze. So thankfully, we don't have to rely on ourselves. There is a Chamudei Daniel that bases himself on this halacha. Chamudei Daniel appears in the Pistei Tshuva Simin Kufhei Sivkotan Ches. It's Ches with a star, actually. The Pistei Tshuva Kufhei Ches quotes our halacha over here for halacha lemaisa. Pistei Tshuva Kufhei Ches star. Nafalis or Cham. Ayim b'sefer Chamudei Daniel shekasav de'ena nesar tekef im silek miad elim kein shok tzas. It has to be sitting there for a while. So Rabbi said, here you have the Chamud. If the Chamudei Daniel is right, you have a very important heter in your pocket, and that is if you're dealing with something where you have an iser that fell onto an item and it's removed right away. Someone puts something down, and then they realize and they immediately take it away. According to Chamudei Daniel, you could be mekel. You'd be able to be mekel. If it was dry, even without hadacha, if it was liquid, so then in such a case you would have to do hadacha. But this is a very important maramakum. Comes and what's his raya? His raya is our halacha. Kemoshikasav simin sadi beis sif beis im nir v'kise miyad mutar. So in our halacha, what did we see? We saw that when it comes to this chaticha. That this chaticha, when you have that which fell on top of it, it doesn't absorb doesn't give off the iser right away. The iser could be sitting inside. And in Siv Beis, we have the Gemara's application of that. And the Gemara says that if the iser is sitting on top of the chaticha, and you mix the kedera. So then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to spread out throughout. So, says the Chamudei Daniel, it takes a little bit of time for the iser to have fallen onto the chaticha and then for you to stir. It takes time for the chaticha to expel the iser we learned in Sif Aleph. And in Sif Beis, we see that it takes time till, and you're able to be mevatelit. During that period of time that it's still sitting on top, we don't consider it as if it automatically becomes usher. You give time to process whether it's going to be mevutal throughout. So if it was kadam vesilko, it's going to be fine. If you're kadam vesilko, it's going to be fine. Kaidim shatenu achayor mesichasa, then in such a case, it's going to be fine. If you are menayer, it's going to be fine. So obviously there is a period of time that it takes before the iser is going to attach. This is the Chamudei Daniel's raya. Where do you draw the line? It's a little bit unclear. It would seem that l'chol apachos, it would be the amount of time it takes to stir. That if you have, again, to spell out, if you have iser that fell onto heter, and it's sitting in a kedera, and then you stirred it. So how much time does it take? Sometimes, let's say you drop the yisr onto the chaticha, and then you take a spoon, and then you begin to stir. So that is about 3-4 seconds, at least. And in the case of Sif Aleph, it's even longer. Yesh lefakpek, whether Sif Aleph is as strong of a raya. But in Sif Beis, clearly you see that it's an extended period of time. However, if you take a look, the Yad Yehuda, yes, Liad, what do you want to say?
Also be a vector of time and quantity because more stuff in short period of time will take more time. Yeah. So right. why do we only care about time?
That's an interesting point. Okay. Ein hachanami. But the question is, do you have to be choshesh immediately? That's in whichever way you're going to put on the ends of the spectrum. That's the question. Comes along the Yad Yehuda, and the Yad Yehuda, this I photocopied for you in the booklet. At the end of Sifkat and Yud Beis, quotes this Chamudei Daniel, and he says brilliantly, he says, no, there's no raya from this case.
It's only Yavish, right? It's not about Lach by Chamudei Daniel.
Yeah, presumably he's talking about Yavish. Yeah. He says brilliantly. He says that there's a chiluk between the two. He says over here, our Sif Aleph and Sif Beis and Sadi Beis is talking about Chaticha Nasas Nevela. In regards to Chaticha Nasas Nevela, then it doesn't happen immediately. The Isser isn't transferred immediately. Dahainu. If I want to know whether this chalev has been spread out throughout the Kedera, or this chalev is sitting on this pizza of Chaticha, so then it's true. Then I have a few minutes to stir it. Then, if it's still cooking and I scoop it out, it doesn't go throughout the kedera and so on and so forth. That's true in regards to chaticha nasas nevela. When it comes to chaticha nasas nevela, you have to let things settle. You have to see, where is it going? Is it staying in its host or is it not going to stay in its host? Is it going to spread out throughout or not? However, when it comes to simply a case of giving off time, who says that a slab of cheese, you put it on top of a burger, in a second it won't give off time if it's hot. So therefore, that's a brilliant dechia of the Yad Yehuda. Kim Dumani, that the Yad Yehuda Svara makes a lot of sense. And the Chamudei Daniel, I'm not so sure if one could rely on the Chamudei Daniel's Raya from Simin Sadi Beis. That Simin Sadi Beis seems to be, to me, to be quite different, as the Yad Yehuda points out. Yes?
Clever, when you said before that the Chamudei would only be referring to like a Hanan case.
I'm not saying, let me rephrase that. The Chamudei Daniel says what he says, Lakula. Right. The Yad Yehuda says that the Chamudei Daniel is wrong because Simin Sadi Beis was only talking about Chaticha Nas Nevela.
Meaning, because that
would depend on the machlokas, what you say, chanam by shari surim or not.
That's what I'm saying. If you would say that you don't say shari by shari more, that it's their bottom line, say, or sabbath,
right.
You don't say it, so then would you still hold, meaning then the isser balua is the same concept, because now it's not asr machlas asa, there needs to be time for the isser balua to come out of like a potato, let's say. Right,
so the argument goes that wasn't what Simin Sadi Beis was talking about. If the halach is there is no chanan by shari surim, that's what we're talking about. It could be that this chaticha, and the first second when the cheese fell on the hot potato, it gives off its time. In a second's worth of time, it gives off its time. Maybe it's not going to give bikulo. It's only beklipa to be mefapeya v'amevin yavin. In such a case, maybe it won't be. You'll need more time to be mefapeya. But touching each other, which has a din klipa, for sure, it's in the first second. It's the first second. There's no 5-second rule, right? That would be the way to remember this Chamudei Daniel. Is there a 5-second rule? The Chamudei Daniel says yes, and so.
Would the cheese be also?
What's that?
The hot potato has the chelev inside of it. The cheese falls on the potatoes.
Right.
So you could say that the cheese is all the flavor, but then, you know, since it's heat, you would say that maybe the flavor.
I don't. Right. So that I don't know.
You'd say maybe the cheese isn't because.
Right.
It might
take more time.
Yeah.
Ain't a chanami. Right. That might take more time, and then it might be like the chiluk that the Yad Yehuda had said. In other words, that what Yad Yehuda had said in regards to Hanan might apply to your case. Correct. Now, as what you're pointing out is, you could construct a case where it isn't a din of Hanan, yet the Yad Yehuda's point would still be relevant. That's something to think about. I hear what you're driving at. It requires more thought. I didn't think about that, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah?
Couldn't you also just say that, kind of reject the point of Daniel by saying that in the case in Shulchan Aruch here, there's something else for the Isra to go to. But in just a piece of meat that cheese falls onto, so like when we say in our simon that if you're Menar at the beginning,
it's going to be mispashed.
It doesn't mean that no time came out. It just meant that the time is going to be batel l'shishim as opposed to just being Mishari outside one piece. That's all it means. But when there's no nothing else there, then obviously the time is going to be in the basar. It's not that basar needs.
I think what you're saying is essentially what the Yad Yehuda is saying. I think if you think about it, that's really what the Yad Yehuda is saying. Take a look inside. I think in its omic it is. My radar tells me that what makes the most sense is to stop over here I was preparing to say a little bit, to do a little bit more with you, but I think it makes a lot of sense because we've reached Sif Beis. Let me just conclude with the Ramah, of course, the obvious Ramah that you all know. The Ramah says, "Va'ayin lekamon sadiches de'ein anu gon lismoch atimas goy." So this is halach lemaisa that the Ramah says that we're always mishar b'shishim, we're not samech on timas goy. In sadiches, we're going to have seven different shitas about what is timas goy, what is timas kfeila, and the Ramah rejects all of them because he says we're not samech on it. So at the end of the day, we're always mishar shishim. So Mir Tzashem, next time we'll begin all the details in terms of the Tipas Chalav. I already built for you the basic construct, the machlokas between Rashi and the Ri, and we're going to jump deep in. By the way, something to think about, for those who've already begun learning Sif Beis, it's very interesting. All the poskim discuss about who do we paskin like, Rashi or the Ri. We haven't discussed the nafkaminas yet between them, but there are nafkaminas between Rashi and the Ri. And what's fascinating is the Mechaber takes no sides. The Taz takes one side, the Dark Emotion is Mesupik, etc., etc. The Taz has his position, the Shach has his position, and the Chavis Das, I just saw before Shir, it was very fascinating. I never noticed this. The Mechaber never tells us. I think I noticed the first time I was trying to look up how we pass on Halacha, and I got stuck. I didn't see anything in Shulchan Aruch. So Chavis Das asks, why did the Mechaber not tip his hand how we pass in the Machlokas, Rashi and Reed? You can take a look over there. But Mirtz Hashem, next time we're going to do Sif Beis. Sif Beis is not an easy limud. Once we do Sif Beis, then, and we get clear the din of Chaticha, Miktas Befinim, Miktas Bechutz, and all of the Hashlachos on that, then we'll go to the Psak of the Ramah in regards to Chanan by Shari Surin, because the Ramah is a Pshara, Agabe Pshara, Agabe Pshara, based on that discussion of Miktas Befinim and Miktas Bechutz. So it makes sense first to understand the basic concepts of Chanan, see how the Mechaber Paskin and the Ramah generally disagreed when it came to Chanan and Shari Surim. Then to see in the poskim how we have the din of Miktas Befnim and Miktas Bechutz. We did already Sif Aleph, which is straightforward. Do Miktas Befnim, Miktas Bechutz, and all the Hashlachos and the Shach and Taz. And then we'll see how the Ramah's Hachra is based on so many of the Diyunim that are above in terms of when do we say Chanan by Shari Sum. What we learned today is that you say Chanan by Basar V'chal. When you say Chanan by Shari Sum, according to Ramah, then Mir Tzashem will pick up with next. Oh, Rabbi Olshan, just one technical thing. Tonight, Rabbi Olshan is making a wedding, so I'll stay here for Musar, but we will start for men.